Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. Learning how to effectively program your subconscious mind can help you to make changes at the deepest level. In today's episode, we will be discussing how to program your subconscious mind at the most optimal times of day to rewire your brain. This episode contains a hypnosis program that can be used first thing in the morning when you wake up or just before you go to sleep to assist you in making deep and lasting changes within your subconscious mind. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, blog posts, and the web store, which contains premium hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as healing the inner child, attracting abundance, forgiveness, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. Your subconscious mind is the storehouse of all your ideas, belief systems, perceptions, habits, behaviors, and emotions. Every day, you are unconsciously creating your life, whether you're aware of it or not. The world is simply a blank canvas on which we project these ideas, belief systems, perceptions, and emotions. This is why each person has such a different experience of life. In order to make lasting changes in life, this subconscious programming needs to change. Old systems need to be dismantled, and an entirely new paradigm needs to be created within the subconscious mind. Oftentimes, we make change far more difficult than it needs to be. The butterfly is often referred to as a symbol of change and transformation. When we look at the journey of the caterpillar to the butterfly, we can learn so much about our own process of change and our resistance to it. The caterpillar is very happy just to be a caterpillar, inching its way along twigs, munching on leaves. It's perfectly content in its current form. Something deep within the caterpillar signals that it is time for a change. This creates an impulse within the caterpillar to form its cocoon. Within the caterpillar's body, new cells begin to form. These new cells are called imaginal cells. They resonate at an entirely different frequency. These are the cells that will form a butterfly. Because they are so foreign and different from the caterpillar, its immune system thinks that they are invaders, and the caterpillar cells attack them. More of these imaginal cells come online, and the caterpillar cells continue to attack and destroy them. The imaginal cells are not deterred. They refuse to stop, and more imaginal cells come online. And the lone imaginal cells have a guiding system where they begin to find each other. forming clusters and groups, all resonating at the same frequency. They recognize one another, they bond together, they pass information to one another. And these groups continue to grow and grow until there is a tipping point where all of the imaginal cells realize that they are different from the caterpillar, something entirely new. The caterpillar's immune system becomes overwhelmed when enough of the imaginal cells have formed and created new structures within the caterpillar's body. And then the imaginal cells begin eating the fussing and fighting caterpillar cells, using them as a delicious and nutritional soup. And all of the imaginal cells no longer have to work alone. They are part of a multi-celled organism that can share the work. The butterfly emerges from the chrysalis, fully transformed. And it looks back at the chrysalis, which is now transparent. The butterfly holds the chrysalis in gratitude, looking back at where it came from. The process of personal change is very similar to the transformation of the caterpillar to the butterfly. When we try to make change, there are parts of us that exist within the subconscious that can resist and fight against it. By remaining determined to change and continuing to work at reprogramming the subconscious mind, eventually there is a tipping point where everything changes and transforms. By changing ideas, belief systems, perceptions, habits, behaviors, and emotions within the subconscious mind, a new life can be created. Change all begins with you. There is no one outside of yourself that can get you to change. This desire has to come from deep within you, just like the signal that the caterpillar receives before it enters into its cocoon state. When you receive that signal and you have that desire to change, daily programming of your subconscious mind can be very helpful at changing your ideas, belief systems, perceptions, habits, behaviors, and even your emotions. There are two optimal times that occur during the day which can be helpful in programming your subconscious mind. These are the twilight states. The first optimal time occurs when you wake up first thing in the morning, and the second is just before you go to sleep at night. In the morning, when you wake up, your brain waves are in a state of alpha, and in the evening, before you sleep, your brain waves are in a state of alpha and theta. These brainwave states are gateways to your subconscious mind. They are the perfect brainwave states for mental training and programming. One of the best things that you can do when your brain is in alpha state is to visualize your life, or rather, how you want your life to be like. In my work with clients, I have found that visualizing success in business, relationships, projects, and personal endeavors is amplified if daily visualization is used. Visualization can also be focused on health and well-being, habits, and behaviors. Anything that someone wishes to accomplish can be programmed into the subconscious mind in the first waking hour by employing appropriate visualization techniques. Another helpful method of affecting change within the subconscious mind is to provide the subconscious mind with positive truths. Positive affirmations will only work if they are true and if they are believable. It is important to find affirmations that are positive truths that are believable in order for them to be effective. Moving beyond simply positive affirmations to make your statements both positive and believable allows the affirmations to become more readily accepted by the subconscious mind. Some positive truths that can be repeated within the mind are, "I have what I need within me to succeed. And I have the ability to learn new skills that can help me to move forward. I am in the process of creating an ideal life for myself. I am in the process of learning how to develop better relational skills to improve my relationships with others. I am in the process of improving my life. Morning and evening, these two times of day are very powerful to plant new thought seeds within the subconscious mind. Now you will have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session that will guide you in visualization and installing positive truths and beliefs within your subconscious mind. The best time to use this program is first thing when you wake up in the morning and just before you go to sleep at night. So if you so choose and you'd like to participate in this hypnosis program, find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And as soon as you're ready, close your eyes. And if you take a deep breath, you can feel your body relax. And as you slow your breathing, you can allow your mind to relax. Let's begin by comparing your mind to the surface of a quiet pond. My voice can be just like a breeze, whispering in the trees along the shore. The pond remains smooth and calm, even though things go on beneath the surface. There may be much that is happening beneath a still surface. And perhaps you can see this image clear in your mind with your eyes closed. And it's easy to allow the image to dissolve and to form another, perhaps imagining a path, a stone path that leads you through nature. And you can imagine yourself traveling along this path. And while you travel along this path, the outside world can stay outside. You can do anything that you want to do. You don't even have to listen to the sound of my voice. Your subconscious mind can do anything that it wishes. But your conscious mind isn't going to do anything of real importance here. You just keep enjoying this tranquil scene of traveling down this path in nature, feeling and sensing yourself, drifting further and deeper into relaxation with every step that you take. With every word that I say, you can imagine beautiful imagery of nature, or perhaps wonderful sounds, peaceful, relaxing sounds that help you to drift further and deeper. You can learn to recognize the feelings that accompany inner relaxation. And you can allow yourself to enter the level of relaxation that is just right for you. You can choose what is best for you. Your body can feel heavy or light, or it may feel as though it's asleep. You can do whatever you wish. Perhaps your body feels as though it's asleep, even though your mind seems to be awake. This is a learning and growing experience. And of course, you can go deep into relaxation if you so choose and still feel safe. Your inner mind is aware. It can hear what it needs to hear, and it can respond in just the right way. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 as you continue to travel down this path. And as I count, allow yourself to move deeper into relaxation, more in perfect harmony, as you picture yourself traveling along this path. Starting now. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Fully relaxed. Feeling safe. Feeling secure. And feeling very good now. In this relaxed, focused state of awareness that you're in now, we can begin the work that we're here to do together today. In this relaxed, focused state of awareness, your subconscious mind is more open. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. The simple act of visualizing has a deep impact on the subconscious mind. So take this opportunity to visualize in your mind's eye your life exactly as you want it to be. Make this image realistic, believable, and achievable. Imagine yourself as you wish to be, living your life and doing all of the things that you wish to be doing. Simply imagining a rich, full, healthy life. Notice what you're doing. Notice how you look. And imagine how that feels. Take a moment and step into that image. Stepping into that image of yourself. Notice the difference. Notice all of your ideas, belief systems, perceptions, and emotions. Notice all of the changes that you made to get here. Become aware of everything that you did in order to dismantle all of those old systems that prevented you from achieving this. And become aware of all of the changes that you had to make to your ideas, to your belief systems, to your perceptions, in order to make this change. And from this state of being, where you have achieved success, imagine that you could look to the past. And as you look to the past, notice every change that you made and what you did to make that change. Noticing all of the action steps. Noticing everything that you put in place to support this change. Changes can be small, and changes can also be big. Recognize how even small changes can lead to big results over time. And how simply moving an inch in any direction would change the outcome of our course. Within your mind, make a mental note of all these subtle changes. All of these subtle changes, all of these actions, noticing the subtle shifts that need to happen in your ideas or your belief systems or your perceptions in order to create this entirely new paradigm within your subconscious mind. And really focus on the feeling. Focusing on just how good it will feel to have this success. To focus on the feelings of accomplishment and success. And to allow those feelings of accomplishment and success to flow through you. Even when you emerge from hypnosis, those feelings will remain with you. And those feelings can motivate you to move forwards. You're tuning your subconscious mind to your conscious mind's highest desire. You're planting very powerful new thought seeds within your subconscious mind. And your conscious mind may forget to remember all of this imagery, but your subconscious mind will always remember. It is already acting upon these visualized images in a positive manner. Success can come at any time, and it's important to know that you're attuning your subconscious mind for your highest benefit and your highest good. This imagery will help to energize and motivate you. It can help you to move forwards and to accomplish your goals. It can help you to achieve in all of the areas that you wish to achieve. Believe that change is possible. Believe that change is possible. And perhaps the more and more that you do this, the more and more you'll be able to tune into your own self, that you'll be able to tune in and listen and listening to yourself more and more, listening to your own inner wisdom, your own inner wisdom that will guide you along your path. Enjoy this imagery and continue to allow yourself to drift and float in whatever way that you choose. I'm going to repeat some positive truths, and if you so choose, you can repeat these in your mind, or you can say them out loud to give them greater strength. I have what I need within me to succeed. I have the ability to learn new skills that can help me to move forwards. I am in the process of creating an ideal life for myself. I am in the process of improving my life. I am in the process of improving my health. I am learning how to develop better relational skills to improve my relationships with others. I am in the process of achieving my version of success. I am responsible for changing my life. And because I am responsible for changing my life, I take the necessary steps and actions in order to make these changes. Now, take a deep breath and relax and honor yourself for taking these few moments, in time to reprogram your subconscious mind for your highest benefit and your highest good. You can bring back all of this positive imagery, bringing it back to the present moment. Bringing back all of these positive truths and affirmations. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count, return to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, feeling revitalized. 2, take a deep breath in. 3, 4, 5, feel the circulation returning. 6, 7, awakening to your full potential. 8, 9, and 10, perfect equilibrium and normalization throughout your entire being, eyes wide open and wide awake. Feeling very good. Welcome back. By taking a few minutes in the morning and in the evening to reprogram your subconscious mind, you can begin to create an entirely new paradigm within your subconscious mind. You can begin to shift ideas, belief systems, perceptions, and habits and behaviors. Use this program every day for the next 7 days and notice the changes that begin to happen. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com /hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.